So next up is Dr. Suter, who's going to be talking about inhibition.
Thank you. Right, so I'm going to present some work that we've been doing in Australia looking at the role of nitrification inhibitors to improve the efficiency of nitrogen use in vegetable production systems. So this is from a combination of manures and fertiliser applications. I just acknowledge my co-authors, Shuki Lam and Deli Chen at the University, and also Rowan Davies from BASF. So just a bit of a background for vegetable production systems. We have very high inputs of nitrogen from a combination of manures and synthetic fertilisers going into that crop. So in the systems we tested, we could have more than 500 kilograms of nitrogen going in for a 15-week crop. And three of these crops will be planted per year, so it's a big input of nitrogen. In addition to that, we have lots of irrigation so that we can get a crop growing in a very short space of time. We have vegetables grow predominantly on sandy soils around the region where we're examining this work. So there's a high risk of leaching losses and denitrification losses in these systems from both the fertiliser applications and the manure applications. So the purpose of this work was to test if we used a nitrification inhibitor, could we block the process of nitrification, reduce the substrate available for denitrification, and reduce the nitrate available for leaching. So we used a product called 3,4-dimethylpyrazole phosphate, or DMPP, which I know some other people have reported using here. So we did our work down at the, let's see if I can get this mouse, in the Mornington Peninsula, which is just south of Melbourne, so it's a vegetable growing region around near us. And we ran a small plot trial in a commercial vegetable farm where the crop that was grown was celery. We had a 15-week crop growth cycle. And the normal fertiliser program used on that farm was to put calcium nitrate in with the transplant of the celery, and then one application of surface-applied manure in crop, and then four applications of a NPSK fertiliser over the course of the crop growth. Water inputs from irrigation and rainfall occurred at that site as well. So the treatments we tested were a control, no nitrogen. We used just manure, so that supplied 408 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare to the crop. We used just fertiliser, which supplied 195 kilograms of nitrogen to the crop. We put in the grower standard practice, which was a combination of fertilisers and manures that gave 603 kilograms of nitrogen per plot. And then we dropped the grower standard application, so still a combination of fertiliser and manure, but we put in one third of the nitrogen rate and two-thirds of the nitrogen rate for the manure and four of those fertiliser events. So on top of all those fertiliser treatments, we added additional treatment of DMPP, so we had them plus or minus the nitrification inhibitor. And then over the course of the crop, we measured biomass and crop nitrogen at harvest. We measured soil mineral nitrogen weekly to fortnightly, and we also conducted a microplot study, so that's the chambers there, where we applied isotope-labelled nitrogen fertiliser to target three of the nitrogen application times. And just to look at, if you look at that microplot, you can see how small the celery plants are in there. So this is one of the issues with fertilising these crops, is that the root systems of the celery plants start off very small, so they can't actually access a lot of the nitrogen that's put on, which presents a high potential for losses to occur. So looking at our results, from the harvested material, we had 1.5 tonnes per hectare of dry matter produced from no fertiliser added into the system. When we added in our fertiliser-only treatments, we got a bit of an increase on that dry weight. We got a slight increase as well with the manure-only treatments, but not as much of an increase. And interestingly, the grower standard was the only treatment that had a significant difference between the no nitrogen treatment. The grower standard one third and two third had lower and sort of moderate production as well. When we look at the DMPP impact, we noticed in the fertiliser only and the manure only there was a slight increase in the biomass production, but no significant differences there. So instead of looking just at the yield, we thought we'd look at the apparent efficiency of nitrogen use. So we looked at the amount of nitrogen that was taken up by the crop compared to how much nitrogen was put into the system. So you can see here that the fertiliser-only treatment, which had the much lower nitrogen inputs, had the highest nitrogen use efficiency, whereas the manure, which had a much higher nitrogen input, had a very low efficiency of use of the nitrogen that was put in. And so if we look at what's going on here, I guess with the manure treatments, the nitrogen that's available from that manure is very slowly available to the crop. So the likelihood is that it's not available for that immediate crop, but it gets into the system and it could potentially be available later. So we're thinking if we look at the nitrogen use efficiency of these vegetable production systems, we need to rethink the way we look at that organic nitrogen component of that. And with the fertiliser-only treatments that had the greatest nitrogen use efficiency, that's because these fertilisers, every time they're applied, are immediately available for the crop to take up. We measured the nitrogen content of the crop, and it ranged from about 2.5 to 3%, but there was no treatment effect in that range. That was just random. So the main point of this is the low efficiency with just the manure and the much higher efficiency with the just fertiliser treatments. So then to try and have a look at, you know, what's happening at each of these, why we're getting these results, we put in these 15N microplots, and this was some work that a student of mine performed, Rithath Hassan. So we targeted three of these fertiliser events. One was the manure treatment, which we spiked with labelled ammonium nitrate. The second was an NPK treatment, and the third was another NPK treatment later on through the crop. And the reason for targeting these different times is because of the different growth stage of the celery, so the different root mass that's available to utilise the nutrients applied. So the application times of the manure was 102 days before harvest, of the NPK 91 was 96, and the NPK 2 was 76. So after we applied these labelled fertilisers, we left the crops growing. We applied nutrients as per the normal programs, but non-labelled nitrogen, so we're just tracing the nitrogen from that particular fertiliser application. When we harvested the crop, we separated them up into different depths. So we had we harvested the celery, the bed, and the furrow, and we harvested different depths in the bed and the furrow as well. So what we found was that below 15 centimetres in the bed and in the furrow area, we got less than 1.5% of the nitrogen that was applied in any of those labelled treatments was recovered in that lower depth of the microplot. When we harvested the celery, we found that we had an increased recovery of nitrogen as the later the fertiliser was applied through the season, as you'd expect, because the plant roots are able to utilise more of that nitrogen. We had a lower recovery from the manure application. It didn't seem to be really any impact from the DMPP being applied in terms of the recovery in the plant. When we looked at what happened in the bed, so this is just the 0 to 15 centimetre, we found there was no significant difference between the recovery of nitrogen that depth for any of those application times of the nutrient. But we did see a trend for increasing recovery with the nitrification inhibitor treatment, which is what we expect because it would prevent leaching losses from that microplot. If we looked at the total nitrogen recovery in these microplots, we found that the recovery increased the later that the nitrogen had been applied, which is related to the better recovery that we're getting in the crop. And we also noticed that there was a slight trend for increasing recovery with the DMPP treatments in each of those times that we harvested the crop. And this total nitrogen includes everything, so it's the crop, the 0 to 15, and anything else that we found in the bed or the furrow region. When we looked at the nitrogen derived from fertiliser, we found that in the manure, 50% of what we'd applied as that spiked label was recovered in the plant, and the remaining 50 therefore came from other nitrogen in the system. With the MPK1, which was the earlier application, we had 13% of the nitrogen in the plant derived from that fertiliser application. And with the later application of MPK, we had about 20%. So this means that we're getting nitrogen from other sources in that system. We did some other work at the site where we measured losses of gases. So we measured ammonia loss using laser systems, and we measured nitrous oxide using static chambers. So we picked up about 13% of nitrogen going off in those two forms of gas. So the remainder of the nitrogen that we've lost has either gone down as nitrate or has been lost as N2 through denitrification. And the reasons we think we got a limited impact from the DMPP in these systems is because there's so much nitrogen in these systems already. So any savings that you may get with using this particular product is so small compared to the total amount of nitrogen that's available. In addition, in the microplot, the roots of the celery crop get quite compacted because they're restricted, so therefore that changes a little bit the dynamics of water movement through those plots. So in conclusion, the apparent nitrogen use efficiency for the whole crop was low, so less than 25% even in our best performing system, which was the fertiliser only treatments, we're still losing 75% of the applied nitrogen. Of the manure nitrogen, the utilisation was even lower because of that slow release of nitrogen. And from a single fertiliser application, the largest amount of N that we could recover was 50%. DMPP seemed to increase the nitrogen recovery in the 15 centimetre topsoil. And so the outcomes of this, I suppose, our recommendation to industry is that, first of all, they should just cut their nitrogen inputs substantially, and some growers have done this on the basis of results. And then, because these high inputs are really negating many of the management practices and the benefits from these inhibitors. And we need to change the way we look at manure in terms of the efficiency, ways of improving the efficiency of nitrogen use. That's it. Thank you.
Okay. We have about a minute for questions.
How can you apply the manure and how much?
So we applied it as a liquid because this was just an experimental program. And we used a rate that was based on what you would apply per unit nitrogen in a commercial product. As it would be applied with ammonium fertiliser or a urea product.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you very much.